Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, Freakazoids. Welcome back. If you're back, if you're a first timer, hello. It's the Matt and Ramona Off Air podcast, and we want you to share it. We want you to comment. We want you to rate it. It would mean a lot to us. It really would. And we also want you to reach out with questions, comments, etc. Through Brent, Mandy Harlan, Carrie Doc Bowser, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Matt Ramona Facebook page, all those Facebook pages. We're going to be talking today about why you should cancel your Netflix when you break up. The nerd that is Ramona will talk about Monopoly for some reason, Krispy Kreme vaccines, and a whole bunch more. We begin with vaccines because Ramona is in this ever state of not being able to get one. And I just got my second. Hello.
In your face.
Knowing how I feel about it. Knowing how I feel. The frustration. My living arrangement with a vulnerable senior downstairs who counts on me.
She's not vulnerable.
Hello, who takes care of her?
You do?
Hello. If I'm no good, guess who's no good? The whole household. But yet you want to rub it in my face?
No.
Did you have your second vaccine?
I wanted you to know how close you are. Like,
no,
it's close.
No, that's
close.
Not why you rubbed it in my face.
She can't even get her first one. You got
so every second. Time we talk about it, thoughtful, wonderful, loving people hop into my DMs and they tell me how they went about getting the shot. And I follow up on every single one of their leads and every single time I hit a roadblock. It's like, oh, all the appointments gone. Oh, you got to refresh. This website's not working. This service isn't available. We're out of appointments. Call back in April. I mean, just...
You're the only person I know who's struggling.
So I was told that my problem was that I've been calling places. You can only do it online. I go online and someone says, no, what you should do is at the end of the day, you call this person. Now, my latest vaccine sensei tells me that there's this vaccine website I have to go to, but I have to sign on at 6 a.m. and something magical happens at 7 a.m. But you have to be there early in the queue,
right,
in order to at 7 a.m.
I don't know,
get a vaccine appointment. And then someone else says, well,
all I Bandy. Did was I downloaded the app for the drugstore around.
I did your app.
That's also what my 70 plus year old in-laws and 70 plus year old parents did.
My brother
and they
sister
managed to figure it out.
Yeah, you're jinxed.
Just throwing that out there.
I think it's user error.
Yeah, I really do too. Because
wow, you
know, everybody I know who I've told about it's been able to do it.
Well, anybody can help Ramona. Go tell her all you have to do is and send her a message.
Yeah.
And my head will explode.
I have to send her some recipes and squirrel pictures with it.
Yeah, squirrel pictures, easy recipes, and how to get a vaccine and push her over the edge. When I have to give a big salute to the people in Rock Hill, the volunteers there. I mean, volunteering is great that some of these people are doing. I mean, they're just giving up their time to do this. But the woman today had a shirt on that said, happy shot day. And so she was doing like, happy shot day, everybody. Get your license out.
Get the crowd
really
hype.
Sweet.
Yeah, she was like a hype person. Then you went inside and they were like, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Were there jock jams playing?
That is awesome. I'm so glad they didn't allow you to volunteer because you would have just
great.
Brought
it
down.
I would have been doing that.
Squasher. You know that vaccine you're getting is only 65% effective.
No, I love the vaccine.
By the way, I'm just, you know, you should have got the 95%.
And you know, Matt
Pfizer.
Can't make appropriate small talk. There would have been so many people sexual offended.
I did strip tease. Didn't do a strip
Remember when he volunteered for the Charlotte Marathon, Bandy?
Yeah, I didn't go.
You remember he volunteered to cheer on the runners?
Yes.
A local TV anchor was paired with him. Mm-hmm. And she was so angry because he was greeting people at the finish line with, way to go, bloody nipple guy.
Yeah.
People loved it. I was asked back 10 years later.
That was
Nobody
so bad.
Needs that kind of energy when they're getting a shot.
She left the media.
She left the media. And I didn't host one again until like 2 years ago or something. But anyway,
yeah, you were banned from the marathon circuit for bloody nipples.
And no. The only reason why they let him back in the game is because the people who were there when he was there last time are no longer with the marathon. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Two people, no. They don't know Batman.
Enough time had passed.
When I had my first shot and did my strip tease and I went, they remember it well, and they said it was great.
Why
they told my
did
friend,
you do a strip? Who does a strip tease when you get a vaccine?
Because I had a long sleeve thing on. I didn't have short sleeves, so I had to take my shirt off.
That is still not an excuse for doing a strip tease. Like, well, I had a long sleeve shirt on. Well, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
So I stood up.
You had a long sleeve shirt on. If one wears a long sleeve shirt, one should do a strip tease.
Why did you make the volunteers feel uncomfortable? National Shot Day, girl.
They loved it. They told my buddy, one of the volunteers knew my buddy. He's like, hey, your boy Matt came the other day. He had us in stitches with his strip tease.
Yeah. And then we called the police.
Well, I thought they were going to shoot it in my bum. That's why I took my pants off. I did not.
And the thing about it is, you did have to say I did not, because there are people who would believe you after your strip tease.
Just shirtless. I wasn't proud of it.
Yeah, he would Winnie the Pooh it before he would.
I would any day of the week.
I did a strip tease, but I wasn't proud of it.
Wasn't proud of it.
He felt such shame.
I was just trying to break up my own embarrassment.
He was crying the whole time.
So you didn't want to be embarrassed about your body, so you called attention to your body?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's always beat yourself up first is my
that is a bold strategy.
Bold strategy. Yeah. Everybody look at this. It's horrifying.
Don't look at my doughy stomach.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Look away. But to this, I did wear a short sleeve shirt this time. Thank you, everybody, for requesting me not to, but I did. All right, let's continue with vaccines for a second, because you were talking about Krispy Kreme. I had not heard about this until you told me. That Krispy Kreme is giving away a donut in exchange for a vaccine card?
It's a very weird promotion for me. Okay. We all know that I had gastric bypass surgery a couple of years ago. It helped to resolve my diabetes. My diabetes is in remission, but I've had to change the way I eat. And you all know a couple of years ago, even at my mom's own birthday party, we served Krispy Kreme donuts.
Pulled pork.
It was a pulled pork sandwich using a Krispy Kreme donut bun.
It's delicious.
So I am all in favor of the Krispy Kreme donut in moderation. But this new promotion is not an in moderation kind of promotion. What they're offering, if you bring your vaccination card to Krispy Kreme, you can get a free original glazed donut every day through the end of the year.
All right.
When I was reading this story, my mom, who has dementia, was looking over my shoulder. She also has dementia. And by the way, diabetes and dementia, very good friends. Those diseases accompany one another.
Okay.
So my mom, I say, oh, this is Krispy Kreme, that donut place you like, and you get a free donut with a vaccine. She goes, I want a free donut. And I say, well, you know, you've already had your vaccine. She goes, I'll get another one. You know, she is ready to get vaccinated multiple times to make sure she gets her free donut. And for me, that's part of the problem, because obesity and diabetes are two of those diseases that make COVID really deadly.
Bad. Deadly. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're only getting one a day. It's not like you're getting a six pack a day. One a day.
Yeah, it's not a dozen a day. Although if you wanted to, Krispy Kreme, I'd be down.
One Krispy Kreme donut a day is not good for someone with diabetes. Okay.
No, probably
just
not.
Absolutely. But... So it's just a weird energy thing. Like, hey, we know these pre-existing conditions are a problem, but if you get the vaccine.
But not everybody has the
pre-existing
conditions.
We'll save you from the COVID, but your pre-existing condition will probably kill you faster if you're coming and getting a donut every day. Just saying.
They can't say, though, free donut for everybody who's not obese.
Or who doesn't have diabetes.
I have none diabetes. So they've got to open it up. And are you really going to go out of your way for a donut singular?
The people who shouldn't go out of their way for a donut are going to go out of their way for a donut.
I may do it tonight.
Mandy's going to do it. Yeah. And do you have to have
my mom wants to get revaccinated.
Yeah.
There will be Holloways lined up every single day, hitting multiple locations because maybe they're not keeping track in Monroe.
Oh, well, yeah,
I would
true.
Get a shot of anything every day for a free donut.
You get a shot of sugar?
Yeah, oh, just a needle. You can poke a needle in my arm every day.
Doesn't matter what's in it. Doesn't matter what's in it.
Doesn't matter. I don't care what's in it.
And speaking of what's in it, see what the segue? Cinnamon Toast Crunch recently had a little issue, which every time I hear a story about somebody finding food in something, I always question it, you know?
Finding food in something.
Yeah, like, you know, people say I got
finding something in your food.
When I say food and something, yes.
Yeah.
Matt has been known to dig through the trash at the station for a little snack.
And he found food in there.
I found food in there. But this one is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Here's the thing where it gets suspicious. Writer and comedian Jensen Karp tweeted, why are there shrimp tails in my cereal? And they kind of look like shrimp tails, or probably, you know, whatever. He also said there were some rat droppings, but that's because the Cinnamon Toast was a different color or whatever. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch responded, right?
Right.
What did they say? After further investigation with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients are thoroughly blended. We assure you that there's no possibility of cross contamination with shrimp.
I don't see how that could happen
unless they're in the same factory with shrimp, but I highly doubt it, right?
With somebody eating their lunch.
Oh, I guess maybe something like that
on the conveyor belt line.
They were eating their lunch somewhere where they weren't supposed to.
You got to toss your tail somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. There's contacted
poison
sauce.
Control. Well, then, I would never contact
this
Jensen control.
Karp came back with, okay, well. Well, after further investigation with my eyes, these are cinnamon coated shrimp tails, you weirdos. I wasn't all that mad until you now tried to gaslight me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, come on, man.
And yeah, and even Seth Rogen got in on it. He said something. He said you should cut off your mouth. And he called. Would you call poison control if you found a couple of
a shrimp tail? No,
yeah.
No. Where's the poison?
Would you take a picture and put it on social media? I probably would.
I might do that, but I'm not calling poison control.
No, I'm not even bothered by it.
Yeah, poison control, not for that. But if it was something more dangerous, if it was glass,
something like that, maybe I contact the people, but I wouldn't contact poison control. I'd might contact them.
Yeah, I don't know what I would contact poison control over what I would find in my cereal.
Because they said there might be rat droppings because some of them looks a little miscolored. It looks like, kind of looks like maybe it's a turd or something.
Well, there's a certain amount allowed by the government in every food item.
It's like a shot. It looks like a cinnamon covered pea, kind of.
Did he taste it? Maybe they're doing product testing.
Yeah.
Cinnamon toast shrimp tails.
And if somebody's going to play a prank at like the Cinnamon Toast Factory, are they going to, throw a couple of shrimp tails in there?
Why not?
That'd be
what are the prank foods?
So people are what are the prank foods? I guess that's a good prank food because it's kind of harmless and just
it
silly.
Is.
And but
I don't believe
I don't believe it either.
You see products that say, you know, this was made in a factory where peanuts are processed or something.
Yes.
But
it just
never
takes one rogue member of the Cinnamon Crunch team to do this.
There is no food allowed on the floor, I bet.
Again, who's eating shrimp on the conveyor line?
They're not. They brought it in to be jerks, is what
we're having
said.
A shrimp.
Right. They had shrimp for dinner or lunch. They smuggled a few in and few tails in their pocket. Nobody's looking. They flip them in
That's
there.
Not even a good prank. That is not even a good
terrible
prank.
Terrible.
Come
prank.
On.
Not even fun.
Think of something more scary than a shrimp tail.
And people are giving Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm not
going to
sacrifice a finger for it, but you know.
Well, I would think Cinnamon Toast Crunch get crap about it because it's a very good. I don't see why it's not a possibility that it isn't a bunch of sugar stuck together.
Right.
I mean, it looks like
a shrimp tail.
Eat it.
Exactly. Did you taste it?
I would taste it if it were in my thing. Would you taste it?
Yeah, I'd take a bite.
I find a random thing in my cereal.
It's a shrimp
I'm thankful
tail.
That it didn't make it to my mouth.
Oh,
and if
please.
It did, that's the only way I'm going to, quote unquote, taste it. You find something random in your food that shouldn't be there. And you're like, huh, wow, this looks like a human finger. Let me see.
Well, once they tell you that it's sugar, I would taste it to find out if it was sugar.
Right. I would. Yeah. Before I pursued anything else, I would need to know.
Or maybe I'll drive it to the General Mills factory and have them taste it.
No, I'm not going that far. I want to taste it myself.
I am not doing it. I'll just go to the game Monopoly is one that I absolutely dread playing because
I love
forever
it.
Ramona's a huge fan. Lord of the Rings Monopoly.
Oh, yeah.
I like various versions of Monopoly.
Well.
Penn State Monopoly. Lord of the Rings.
Penn State?
Huh? Penn State.
Penn State.
Penn State themed.
Oh, yeah. Right. A lot of the Big Ten schools have their own versions of Monopoly.
Yeah.
But I've played Disney Monopoly, so I can't throw stones.
But are you saying you like it, though?
Exactly.
I don't know if I liked it, but it was more interesting.
Don't try to be cool now. Well, I don't know if I like it.
Well, it goes on too long.
That's the problem.
My nieces try to make these terrible trade deals that I am never going to go for. And then ultimately my wife gets them all to gang up on me because what happens is I bankrupt one person and they give all their money to everybody else. So then it's 3-on-1.
Oh,
and it's not fair.
Let the child win once in a while. Scrooge.
No.
Ducky McScrooge or whatever the Disney one's called.
Ducky McScrooge.
So Bandy tries to bankrupt his entire family and gets mad when they band together to take him down.
It is not fair when you go bankrupt to give the rest of your money to another teammate. I'm just saying it's not in the rules.
It's called an angel investor.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's not it. Appreciate
no angels. No Monopoly.
Ganging up on their uncle, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Monopoly getting a quote refresh or getting woke for the 21st century. They're changing all 16. Community chess cards for the first time in 85 years to try to bring them more in line with modern life.
It's about damn time. Monopoly does a great job of doing the refresh and getting us excited about it. Those of us who are board game lovers, like when they, you know, updated some of the pieces that you could play with and they updated the currency and
debit cards. That was a good move.
So now replacing the community chess cards just makes sense. And, you know, there were some people over the weekend who were ticked off like, oh, my gosh, this is more cancel culture. No, Monopoly
was always
updated.
What was the community?
The topics were like beauty contests, holiday funds, life insurance matures, things that were outdated.
Okay. Right.
All right.
So now they're going to focus on topics like shop local, rescue a puppy, help your neighbors. And they're going to give fans of the game a chance to vote on potential replacements. So they're going to get fans involved. So if you're so mad about it, well, then get involved and say, I want the beauty pageant card to stay.
I don't know why you would be mad about such a ridiculous thing.
Well, okay. Well,
well, there are purists. But guess what? Monopoly purist, your mint condition old school game with the original cards just got more valuable.
Well, I may or may not have gone online and complained about the beauty contest card for community chess because for years I've been upset that the card is you won second place in the beauty contest, collect $10. Why can't Parker Brothers, I get first place? Why do I have to be second place? Why do I have to be
you know why, Bandy? Because Monopoly has been teaching people how to lose for a very long time. How to spend your money wisely, how one person gets rich while everybody else gets poor. They've been some long, hard life lessons over 85 years. So be glad you were in the beauty contest in the first place.
Self-esteem has suffered. Yep. I've never recovered from winning second place in the beauty contest over
I would
and
say
over.
Keep your $10.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want your stinging $10 second place. Yeah. Right. I am beautiful. But
what about when you break up, as we move on to Netflix and breakups, I think Netflix is cracking down on people using other people's codes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to know is if someone has shared their password with me and I have not paid for the service. Is that considered stealing?
Yes.
I don't think it is. When I consider that you're allowed to make multiple profiles and say I'm a single guy who's sharing his Netflix his girlfriend.
How many sharing though? What if you share 50 people?
How many? No, it depends on how many people.
It all depends on how many women is Bandy dating at the time.
That's true.
And Bandy was using his Netflix as dating currency.
Well, it's whenever
and chill, I'll bring the Netflix and I'll leave it there with you when I leave.
Right. So it's a nice little added bonus if you're an average looking guy like myself without hair, who's mildly obese.
Come on.
And so you know, hey, I got Netflix. So you give her the password. But then when she ultimately breaks your heart, and breaks up with you, what you do, and this is a little tip.
Matt, be prepared to hear the most petty thing you have ever heard. It is super uber petty.
When you break up, you don't change your password immediately. What you do is you let her continue to watch your shows. You let her get into some great drama that, say, has 10 episodes, and you wait till she gets to the penultimate episode right before the season finale, and you change the password on her.
Nice. So
she doesn't get to see what happens. And yes, it's petty, but you broke my heart, lady.
That's beautiful.
You broke my heart. I'll break your show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is beautiful.
So she'll never see what happens. So
beautiful.
Yeah. That's good thinking.
Oh, she thought I forgot.
You possibly have to spend weeks.
Maybe.
Stewing, waiting for her. Maybe she's binging it. Maybe not. Well, you have to wait.
I'll be stewing anyway because she broke up with me.
That negativity at your screen until she gets to that last episode before the finale.
That's great.
And then you change the password.
That's a lot of toxic thought, don't we think?
You're checking into Netflix anyway, so you're
I'm watching it anyway. I'm just monitoring what's being watched on the
profile. Maybe she stopped a movie about three quarters of the way through.
Yep.
And then good time to cancel too.
Cancel. Yep. Change your password. That's petty and no one gets hurt.
And you're helping.
Except I'm That's sorry. Right. Your soul gets a strike against it.
Well, she had a strike That's against her. Her soul was rotting every time she stole a show that she did not really have the authority to use. Once the breakup happens, your authority is gone. Now you're just stealing.
So once we break up, I have to immediately stop using your Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't keep using my car.
Anything. Yeah.
You can't use my car.
We're not a thing anymore. So you can't use my things.
Yep. My things are my things. Your things are your things. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us in the podcast. Make sure you share it, rate it, review it, and hit us up on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Be good, all. Talk to you soon.